Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchitis for Ramachandran and Stephen. It's STEPHAN Jeremiah, GEREMIA. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 2/1/24, Mr. Jeremiah performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with a minimal response to bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study date of 10/26/23. There's been no significant change. Period. Paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Bowling, B-O-W-L-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/1/24, Mr. Bowling performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, not statistically significant. Period, compared to a prior study dated 9/7/23. There's no change in the pre-bronchodilator study, and the patient did not improve as much as the prior study. Period. The paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing slight deterioration. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/1/24, Mr. Lacko performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 10/3/23. There's been no significant change period. In the paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Anthony Gaeta, G-A-E-T-A. This goes to Dr. Bilkuk. On 2/1/24, Mr. Gaeta performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal impairment in flow rates period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/21/23, patient shows slight airways obstruction unseen on the prior study period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Malaysia, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins, H-A-N-K-I-N-S. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/1/24, Mrs. Hankins performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 8/23/23. There's been no significant change. Period, the paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lisa Simpson. This goes to Kathleen Murphy on 2/1/24. Mrs. Simpson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. No paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without significant airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Ford. On 2-1-24, Mr. Lawing performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-8-23, there's been no change, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.